A titan of the rock and roll industry has passed away. Ozzy Osbourne, the former lead singer of Black Sabbath, is dead at the age of 76. His passing comes just weeks after a final farewell show in England. Joining us live to talk about the Prince of Darkness's legacy is music writer Gary Graff. And Gary, as always, thanks a lot for the time, man.
My pleasure, Tony, even when it's not about something pleasurable.
Yeah, and this is definitely not a pleasurable moment. Gary, what is going to be the legacy of Ozzy Osbourne?
Oh, you know, it's really hard to overstate his legacy with Black Sabbath. You know, he effectively helped create what we call heavy metal and created a whole new lane for hard rock music. And then when he went out on his own, just an incredible personality as well as a singer and performer. I mean, everything from biting the heads off bats to great songwriting, great bands, you know, music that's going, that has been and will continue to be passed down from generation to generation as a, you know, as a an example of this is what this kind of music sounds like when it's done at its very best.
And Gary, he was a guy who was also able to reinvent himself from rock and roll singer, lead singer of Black Sabbath, the solo artist you just talked about, to reality TV star for a whole different generation of people who then went out and rediscovered his music.
Although interestingly, Tony, I think Ozzy stayed consistent to being Ozzy and just let all those other things swirl around him, and he placed Ozzy Osbourne, the man and or the character, into each of these situations. So whether he was a band member or a solo artist or in reality TV or in some very funny TV commercials, it was Ozzy all the time. It was the same Ozzy. And that the consistency of that character was really something remarkable.
Gary, every time I think of Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, the first song that comes to mind immediately is Crazy Train, but they had a whole catalog of hits, didn't they?
Oh, well, sure. Well, you know, Crazy Train was one of Ozzy's songs alone. If you think back to Sabbath, Paranoid, War Pigs, Iron Man, just, the, you know, those were three of the four, and NIB that they played at the Back to the Beginning concert less than a month ago. And then they just had a whole library that was not only great music, but hugely, hugely influential music. Without Black Sabbath and without Ozzy Osbourne and his bandmates in Black Sabbath, we wouldn't have Metallica, we wouldn't have Slayer, we wouldn't have Motley Crue, and then you and I could be here for the rest of the day, and the list wouldn't run out of bands to mention who were the progeny of Ozzy and Black Sabbath.